Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that is so wonderful. Sam Cooke. And yes, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, 6 Steps to Religious Freedom. And who put people on earth? Well, this is an opportunity for all of us to seek knowledge and I have been seeking knowledge. And when I tell you that, that's a fact. I am proud to say it. What I just thought about is I just thought about the infinite existence that for many people, including myself, sometimes I can sense the existence and have a view of the cosmos. And there are times when my mind is like relax, and I'm not seeing much of anything. Yes. And and I am thinking right now about a certain element of existence on thinking about what has happened in the solar system. Like some 4 to 5 billion years ago, that's, and when mankind began to evolve, I think it's a good mental view. If you can perceive this part of existence in the universe. And because the consciousness of the period I am thinking of what has transpired between what has transpired since the time, say 3 to 4 million years ago, when we read about the earliest human existence, the account of it is very enlightening and good to have a view of it. To think about the consciousness of the human entity. How did we get from there to where we are here today? Think about the human entity that is not civilized. Think about that part of existence when there was no human creature at all. Can you think about that? When there was no humanity at all on this planet right here? That means there was nothing concerning elements that we now know, things created by human beings that did not exist but before you, the earliest humans. So the planet was void of that type of elements. And to think, human being began to evolve. What make human being start to evolve? Let's attribute the fact that no human being then have anything, any reason or no form of contribution to life. To humanity's life in the very incipient time when human life began. There was nothing in existence when it comes to human and human's ability to create things in the world already in existence, but there was no man, no human around. And that form of human, which the recorded record of the past tells us, its portion began this portion of the history, world history textbook, began to say early stages of development. So it had to begin before you have development. So there was human creature began. All right. Before I go anyplace else, I want to see, I'm trying to establish or to invoke in yours and my mind a focus back to when there was nobody, no human being at all. I'm not talking about animals. I'm talking about humankind. the earliest, like the chicken hatching their egg, and the once the chickens are out of the shell, you know, is being thrown away, or of no importance, but the chicken with life comes out. You think of the day when the parent bird, chicken, whatever we call it, the hen, lays the egg, and then it seems like the hen usually lays like about a dozen or nine eggs, and come around to the time to incubate those eggs, and we see the hen, if we want to call the mother bird chicken, would go and sit. It's not a matter of sit, it's crouch, you know, over, like in a sitting position. But it's a place of like resting position to create a scientific effect on those eggs. That bird, fowl, just know, because nature instructs it to do this. Nature caused it to have the egg formed inside its belly. And then time has come to, they say, lay the egg. Right? So it lays the egg, and so when nature says, all right, it's like a dozen eggs that nature gives to this this bird reproductive development. So this chicken or a fowl would do not lay egg twice in a day. They lay the eggs one at a time a day until, let's say, over a period of, say, 12 days, they'll finish laying the eggs. Then it is time to the next process, and that is begin to incubate, they say, which the presence of the chicken must be there. And not just sitting next to the eggs, but sit over these eggs. And certain amount of time is needed. Now, this chicken don't talk to nobody like human, you know. It's your chicken, but you and the chicken don't talk. You don't have any conversation. But this chicken is doing something that is supernatural. And see where it's coming from? Nature provides this type of experience for the birds who lays eggs and incubate the eggs until the day comes. Whereas it is going to take that chicken out of the egg. All right? And the chicken knows what to do to get the chicken out, because it's a shell, the egg shell. You know, the time when the chicken is supposed to get out, to come out and see the world is an appointed time. And the incubation is ended, and now it's time to take these chickens out the eggs one by one, you know. So the hen will have to strike the shell and break it apart so that the chicken can come out. That's a lot of intelligence, perfect intelligence there. Nature created. So my thought is, when it comes to the human life, where life process began, male and female, in the case where the chickens out of the eggs, the mother is going to take them around, you know, begin to, you know, walk, and they follow her, and life process began for these newcomers in the world. Some of these chickens are male and female, and they too will, when they are grown, will carry on the process of life, procreation. Now, whatever they do in life is traced back to when they were in the egg and in the mother's belly, and then they were brought out and set in a safe place until the total of the eggs were laid, and incubation process, that's where they're coming from. Now they, once that process was completed, and they grow and learn how to find food and stuff like that. Basically, it's the way human came about. Same similar process. Little different, yes. But we were in the womb too. Okay? Just that we don't come out in a shell, as it were, but something similar.
And therefore, if you understand that description, I'm slow with this, but basically that's the speed I find right now to carry on this process. So I will go to this point where the human species go through this process. And it says the early stages of development. So let's think about like the chickens that comes out and the early stage of their development. That's basically what I have here in the world is a textbook. And it's not about chickens or bird, but it's about humans. Now, how do we come to know the first time about life, the process, like I just talked about the fowl and the eggs and how the young one come? How the young one comes about? They come and acquaint with life. Now they know to find food and whatever their thing is. The early stages. But that early stages come from where they cannot account for where they come from. They had no jurisdictional knowledge. They didn't contribute to it. But nature brought them forth. So who is nature? Who is doing all these intricate things, you know what I mean? And cause beings like us to come forth. Now, there is a whole lot of civilized input into the early stages. And it's not that we had we have no jurisdiction over what? Over what transpired that brought us about. And I need a little breather, so I'm going to play a little tune, and I will be right back. Aquarius, the 15th.
Yeah.
great tune. I have something in the back of my mind concerning what I am trying to say, and I just hope that something or, as you know, if we don't have vision of things in our minds, we won't be able to make progress. We have to envision things, right? And what I'm talking about here is to create vision in our minds of existence, because two dimensions in this world that we live, two specific dimensions I'm talking about, and that is, there is life and there is death. Right? Life and death. We have BC and AD. Right? These are dimensions that separate time and what is on the planet. So I want to read to you about humanity and the incipient beginning, the first creation or evolution, as we'd call it, the form in which we come into the world, and we were not responsible for the way we come into the world. However, there is an intelligent creation. There is cause that bring forth the creation of things. And as you can see, it is when we develop, we come to realize, and especially, well, I can't talk about the lower animals because I see that they perform just the way their brain was set up for them to be. And so is the brain of the human species. What do we realize after we are created and we become aware of our surroundings? Well, there is one experience for the hominid that began humanity. And what the hominid, the first human being, what did they experience? A language, say, were they civilized to live a full, as we know it, civilized life? Did they experience that? But humanity is a different species from all life forms on Earth. And you think it should be taken serious? You think there is law that divides species from species? You think there is nature laws set in our system to keep us confined
to our classification? Do you think so? I see that in the beginning of life, where there is purpose and then that tells me that life as we know it does not start with flesh and blood. Think about this. It's like the mass that makes up our body is said to come from stardust. So we are made up of things that we don't know about. And the fact that we are talking about one of the elements of existence is a solar system. A solar system with a star, one star. And things are created as we see it. But we are creatures are so limited. But the thing is, there is a stage of the human existence. The first stage, there is no civilized human in the first stage of humanity. So humanity as we know it began with uncivilized creatures, ape looking. And the purpose for purpose that guides species is the brain. Cerebrum and the cerebellum. And maybe won't we look at what is the cerebrum and cerebellum in our brain? Why the brain has to have that? Let me see if I can get to this briefly. Okay, cerebrum. Let's see. Cerebrum. All right, now it is showing me the brain, and it's going to tell me, select the right project. Okay, and we're going to prioritize based on legislative mandates and enterprise impact. Allocate managerial resources. Go to SPM picture. Cerebrum Corporation. So it is telling us what it does. Select the right project. So goes on, Cerebrum Corporation follows. Cerebrum helps federal. This is like a corporation they're talking about. So they probably think that I want a definition. Okay, now I think I have a better connection now. The largest cerebrum function. the largest part of the brain, the cerebrum, initiates and coordinates movement and regulates temperature. Other areas of the cerebrum enable speech. Do you hear what I'm saying here? It is the cerebrum of the brain able speech, judgment, thinking, and reasoning, problem solving, emotions, and learning. Hello. Other functions relate to vision, hearing, touch, and other senses. So you can see that animals, they operate on these kind of functions that relate to vision. They have eyes, they need to see where they're going and stuff like that. Right? And that is an aspect life that the lower species experience. They are given vision, they are given hearing, touching. Yeah, they have a sense of feeling too, and other type of senses, intellectual senses. However, the distinction that I am making, to have jurisdiction over the way both uncivilized hominid live and the Homo sapiens, because according to the World History Textbook, the human species begin from hominids. First, there was only hominids for a few million years. There was no civilized. So that means the hominids did not have speech. And let's see what the range of speech, what it means. All right. Speech, the expression of or the ability to express thoughts. You see, so you have sign language, people can make sign, and you know, there are different ways to express express intent, you know, and other forms of information, right? But the context of what we are talking about, having the ability to talk, not a matter of just behaving like animals, who they have intangible ability to express and to make understanding among themselves, like hands. Hands work together, you know, to do things. Hands. You see, and if you watch and see how hands move about, you can tell they have sophisticated radar built up in them. And think about how their kind of body can, you know, have a brain that let them be so well coordinated and stuff like that. All right, so the ability to express thoughts as we know it here today in the civilized sense, we can look on the lower animals or even lower, the first human being who never had the ability to express thoughts and to exercise a certain level of judgment, broad judgment about things. They didn't have that, because right away these hominids only make stone tools, right? And they did not have speech ability, right? So this is the cerebrum, right? And then it's going to tell us about the cerebellum. It's two parts, okay? And what's this? It is C-E-R-E. All right. C-E. Wait a minute now, something. C-E-R-E. C-E-L-L-U-M. C-E-R-B, all right. Now, we know what the cerebrum does, because it tells us that it is the largest part of the brain. The cerebrum initiates and coordinates. Initiates and coordinates movement. So there is movement with the hominid. But kind of a movement. What is making that movement? That is where the difference is. So look at the picture here that shows what the brain looks like under our skull. And this kind of spaghetti looking like mass in our head that is carrying out all the intelligent function that we know. So there is a tangible part of us that carries intangible element. So the physical are the tangible part. That's what I'm looking at right now, under our skull. A tangible thing is under there. That is called the brain. And look like, you know, the best description is like, I know that there must be other type of description, but I just say spaghetti-like, right? And this is the tangible part of what makes us think. And we know of people who have sickness or, you know, become unhealthy when something goes wrong with their brain, right? And you see, I think of the sport. Like boxing, I don't think that boxing should allow boxers to fire punch in your head. I don't think so. I don't agree with that. They can have the sport, but regulate it. Your brain is too important. Shots in your head. And a lot of boxers just don't make it after a while. They take too much shots in their punches in their heads, right? All right. But what I'm talking to you about now is our beginning, the beginning of life, how we came about to begin with. That's what I'm talking about. So now we are at the cerebrum, and it tells that it initiates and coordinates movement and regulates temperature, right? Temperature in your body. Other areas of the cerebrum enable speech, judgment, thinking, reasoning, problem solving, emotions, and learning. You see how many things? You know, right here, this is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 different things our cerebrum controls. It initiates and coordinates, you know, these movements. So go to the cerebrum now, cerebellum, which is the other part of the brain. And it says, the cerebellum is important to making postural. Postural adjustment. Postural adjustment. Postural. All right. Postural. Okay, and here it is saying, postural, a postural in which the body is lying face down, a position, right? And that's postural, or relating to, or involving posture. Okay. Okay. All right. I think I understand that well now. And this is what the cerebellum controls in your brain. You're talking about as a species now, depending on what species you are, you have a calibration or a makeup of cerebrum and cerebellum the machine or the computer, right, that controls the creation purpose in a species to have a specific capability. All right? Now, none of the species have the same exact calibration. So when we do get civilized ability, is to have control over those species that don't have civilized ability. We are to do good for other life forms, right? So now I want us to get exactly now what is going on in each species' brain. okay? And why we, you know, we cannot violate the ordinance that put species together. You see what I mean? Now, maybe anybody who have been listening to me can already judge what I am talking about or what I am after. Okay? And I don't come and start talking a whole bunch of nonsense and nobody don't cannot make out anything fruitful from what I'm saying. No, I take the book. I take the definitions and relate to the reality that we are to address and be concerned about. So the cerebellum portent to making pastoral mean pasture adjustment in order to maintain balance, right? Through its input from vestibular receptors. You hear that? And proprioceptors. So it begin to like take us now from a layman thinking to you know, the higher level of understanding. These are the kinds of stuff that is working in our brain, things that we don't even think about, don't know, don't understand, but these are things that causes us to live a civilized life. And as you can see, how much of this is in the uncivilized people? It's sure not. It's not there. You see what I mean? It says, through its input of vestibular receptors and proprioceptors, it modulates commands to motor neurons. It's a very sophisticated stuff, man, that we don't care about. I don't want to interrupt this. I hope that you are digesting along as well, right? Because this is not just good for me to talk about it alone, but other people who probably don't even bother think about these things. They're just living, but you know, as long as we are civilized, we all are being affected by these, and without these, we don't have a life, a real civilized life. So I said, yes, they come to it modulates command, which means what you do in thinking and otherwise and physically. So it modulates commands to motor neurons to compensate for shifts in body position. Imagine that. Or changes in load upon muscles. Imagine all of this. All right. That is what I really wanted to talk about. All right. That's what I wanted to talk about, my friends. So now, you can think with me now. where we are coming from. We know that the hominid to Homo sapiens represents the first and second level of human development in the early start. And we only have the second level human development under the Homo sapiens. Under the hominids. Hominid only go up to the second level human development. Okay? Homo sapiens is the third level human development. Now that we know that, I'm going to read this portion now to open up the view, the knowledge as to how we should understand ourselves, understand the species, and go from where we started 3.5 million years ago to where we are here today, and see where are we and what are we doing at this level of human civilization. So we know that the second level of humanoid, which is Homo erectus, there was no speech. Their cerebellum don't have speech, a proper cerebellum and cerebrum. But we do know that in civilized people, cerebrum, cerebellum are the two brain elements that causes us to be civilized. Right? That's right. Now, the civilized people are not homosexuals, because civilized people are not from the species of hominin. Do you get that? Do you get that? So you can tell that the gods, the Elohim that came to earth and do all the great wonders, they have a sound and beyond the level of human cerebrum and cerebellum. That all the functions that I just read of the both portion of the cerebrum and cerebellum, they are by far more advanced of those functions to be gods. And that's what defines them different from the humans that they create. So now, think about what I'm saying to you and the problem that we have in the world today. Think about where we are coming from with the hominids, the early development, and we get to know gradually, and we only know about this because of the gods that brought civilization to the earth. Hominids was never a development that reached up to the level of cerebrum and cerebellum. They did not. If they had a form of cerebrum and cerebellum, it's not the same quality. Just a second. Oh my, I big apologies to you for, you know, I never intend to leave for so long. Okay. Okay, and now let's get back to what I am saying, which is, you know, it's important to me. This is important to me. I cannot live in a world of knowledge. I am not an hominid. I don't come from hominid species. I come from Homo sapien. And I must defend what the Almighty has done for us. Now, if we cannot walk uprightly in the way that they have taught us, we have cerebrum and cerebellum to guide us. But to get messed up, Adam and Eve disobeying God, that's not what the cerebrum and the cerebellum is all about. It doesn't tell us anything that with that capability, we go and do the wrong thing. No, because who wants to do the wrong thing? Something has to be wrong. Why you want to do the wrong thing and you know what is right to be done? Something has to be wrong. And that is telling me people that we see today doing evil stuff, something gone wrong. You know, it's like you have clear water and you put coloring in there. Therefore, the water is no longer clear and pure. And that's what we are seeing. Why they talk about the sin and the human fall from grace and stuff like that. It shows that what happened before the fall? They couldn't be full of faults. No, they were all right. But something happened. Now, would the gods do acts like destroying our brain, turn us into fools? No. So it must be that it is something wrong, and the Bible is used to block us from understanding what's wrong and tell us all kind of nonsense. And that happens to be the truth as my study is concerned. You see what I mean? Because we won't understand the problem on the ground about our existence when we don't study about where we are coming from. And we are reading a Bible that has all kind of a revelation and God speaking to people through mysteries and all them kind of thing, and Jesus parables and all that. That's not for people who are made up with sound cerebrum and cerebellum. It tells you very clear what those things do, and they are not unreliable. You see what I mean? So now I'm going to read to you about the stages, the early stages of human development, meaning from the uncivilized stage. Okay? Here you're going to hear some things that some words that I do not accept.
as proper words, because these white people, when they write certain things in the World History textbook, they have thrown context and connotations into what is perfect and change the course of understanding about certain issues. So therefore, a lot of words that they use talking about something good, they twist because they are working on the perfect cerebellum of the African Homo sapien people. That's what white people are all about. They belong to Europe. They're not in Europe. They're everywhere we are. They're everywhere we are. And you cannot tell them that nothing is wrong with what they do because they don't have the cerebrum and the cerebellum that civilized people have. They do not. And I will show you the fact in reading the record that tells us where we coming from, where we have been, and who we are right now. All of us, the civilized and the uncivilized, because we are coming from the hominid and the Homo sapien. And within these two species, we do clarified all that is wrong in the world today pertaining to the human species. Human species. It's not one species. I mean human classification. The human class, okay, has different species. And so far what we see here, it's two different human species. It's the civilized and the uncivilized. The Homo, the hominids, right? It is, we are coming from the hominids to Homo sapiens. So these are two different species. Same human classification, but different species, and means that your head, your brain, is not all the same when it comes to differences. You ever go to buy a parts for your car or something else, and they said, even your computer, you have Windows start from what? I don't know what number they started from, but now you have Windows 10 and Windows 11 and stuff like that. And, you know, you can't get certain parts for some of these things, whether your car or something like that. It's like they're not making those parts no more for it. So cars run. They are cars, but they use different parts. Well, so are humans that are different species. Human beings, the classification of human being is like, you know, like I said, your computer. What brand, what make, what it, you know, what year it is. You see what I mean? So here we come. Although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory humankind. It is the brand, humankind. So they're saying modern science give more precise methods for examining the prehistory of mankind. That is not a civilized statement about modern, because who create modern? It's not civility. Civility don't create modern. Okay? And it infuriates me when I read something like this, because it's a faggot damn humanoid Homo erectus that wander out of their species to contaminate Homo sapiens. And they're going to tell you now that they have their modern science has given them more precise methods. Lie! Lie! You know? And if we don't study and find out what corrupt our world, we will all die and never know. Right? So, anyway, but what we're talking about, though, is the acknowledgement that we have an early stage of development. Whatever they want to, like, I mean, go off the context of knowledge, of existence. They can do that because, guess what? They were never civilized. These sodomites, they were never civilized. I mean, just being a sodomite, you know, is enough to let you know that they are not civilized people. Okay? Because cerebrum and cerebellum don't really lead civilized people to be gay. You see? All what is going on today is because of a problem that break down the civilized people. That's what they do. And that's what I'm bringing out to you. I'm talking about them and us. From hominid to Homo sapien. And we must know what has happened on planet Earth. And it's why I'm bringing this up to you. So, listen. These sodomites have taken over. And they have done things that causes those who are to be rule a government of kingship on earth, the only government that is set up on earth. And we read that everything on earth is set up by the civilized gods who created the Homo sapiens sapiens, the hybrid human being. White people by no means are civilized people. They are not Homo sapiens. They get blood inside of them they're not supposed to have. White people. When you see white people, you must understand that white people are not civilized. And you like the way they run in the world? Do you? You tell me why. Tell me why. They're mixing up with African people. It is because our ancestors developed enough. You see? They were not developed enough. And this is what is going on now is a result. Why white people are mingled up with black people everywhere we live, and the history book don't tell you that that is the way life supposed, civilized life did not start with white people mixed up with African people. No, it didn't. It is because of the uncivilized actions that they committed. Because I think that they raped our ancestors. That's what I think. I don't see our ancestors go on trying to, like, have sex with them because they didn't know what to, I mean, you know, to lust after people and stuff like that. Lust after each after themselves, you know, male and female. That's the only thing is here to envision of history. You don't see anything, even in this world history textbook, it doesn't show you anything that Homo sapiens were gay. Go after other, after hominid to interbreed with them. You don't see none of that. But you see these white people perpetually pursue the Homo sapiens to fuck them. And then that's where their ape-like corruption comes out into Homo sapiens. That's why they are talking, because they did not have cerebellum to speak. That organ is what makes the gods, makes them talk. And that's the blood that they put into Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens talk, because Homo sapiens did not speak a language. And now you go all about and you see these vagabonds talking about themselves as civilized people, when they know that we don't read and know and digest exactly what happened, right? Well, I happen to read enough to understand. So white people don't have any reason. They don't have no kind of a legal rights to violate our jurisdiction where we live. But they don't care. Them batty fuckers don't care. They don't care. And worse, that they get out of hand because we just draw back and can only complain about what they do. But, sorry, we don't know anything to do to rid of the problem. And it is not that the solution is not available. It is available long time ago. And this is something that should have been avoided. But go to Africa and look at them over there. They are as fool as ducks. Most of them, which of them over there are not Christians? Look. Christianity is created by the white people sodomites. Nobody else. They said it themselves. Because how do they get Abraham, who is an African ethnic man, to be seen a God, meeting a God out of the clouds? These sodomites, they make up the most craziest thing. And guess what? You know, they pull that knowledge and that ability, the reasoning power, they shut our brains when they fucked us, you see, and bearing children that speak. And they are the ones we're looking at right now today, okay? They are who we are looking at. So they're running and controlling African people because we don't read and we don't understand. Right? What we read is Bible. And each time you read the Bible and say amen, your cerebrum and cerebellum gets worse. You're further away from understanding the codes in the Bible that they talk about talking serpents. You see? And they are over there right now. I mean, Putin is invading a neighbor, right? Why is he doing it? Because he don't have a cerebellum. He can't reason.
Putin is not a civilized guy. Just as his counterpart in America. You see, if you check out what is going on right now with this last election, something that we don't have anything to do with, okay? If we really understand the history that tells us the record of the past and who we are today, you'll find out that Biden has a little more reason. He has what it takes to, like, use some discretion, but it is all conditional. Anything Biden is doing that is differing from the way even he used to be, it's a matter of conditioning. Condition, civilized pressure is killing these white people. So though they looked upon us being president of the United States, why are we looking upon them like they are somebody? Talking about they are president of the United States. That's something for us to ridicule. I mean, they are holding African people in bondage up to this minute. African people are afraid to speak the little truth that they know. They don't know enough because they are just Bible-oriented people, right? That's where we're coming from. But look, when the time comes when our eye, inner eye, get open, you know, we get purged. Cerebrum and cerebellum comes back to where it allows us to see and understand things until we stop believing we won't see. We won't know that the Bible is a drunkard's sodomite book. It has some good places in the Bible that, you know, I myself do respect, but I don't respect them because they don't even have good sense to know, well, if they're writing a book that is designed to do a job, you don't use it and work against itself. And basically, that's the way the Bible is. You see what I mean? The Bible works against its own presentation. And that's a fact. So, well and good that the Bible has things in there that people like us into this bad situation can read and you know, get a spark. Get a spark to see something different than what the very Bible teach us. So let me go on now and read some of this. And if you heard it before, it can refresh you. It can bring out a lot of other things in you, right? Never heard it for the first time? Well, you get a start. So they are saying, they want to turn our thinking around. Now that we are in this early stage of human development, they claim now that their science, where they get science from? Where do white people get science from? You see, the bottom is dropping out of the bucket right now. Because all the things that they have said are lies about they being science. They have science knowledge and what they can do. The premise on which they are speaking it is false. Because they never had speech three and a half million years. They never had speech. And it's simply because they managed to maneuver the criminals stuff. Started with the interbreeding 100,000 years ago, right there in Europe, where they are, when some of our people were trickling, leaving, migrating out of Africa to outside, right? They were not speaking. White people were not speaking 100,000 years ago. They were not speaking. But like I say, when I'm reading and I see their maneuver and stuff like that, they are really done. They can only use coercion and fooling people that they have power like AD Anadamani and democracy. No, they need to go to Africa. They need to go to Europe with their democracy, because we now know what democracy is and where it comes from. We know what AD Anadamani is. And as long as we know, what are they doing here? What? They still want to stand up just like they fuck each other's stinking ass. They want to stay here and stink us up with it. That's what they're doing. These white people, they're standing up to us to stink us up, even though the World History textbook said, no, 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 no. That's not the way it goes. They don't care. They don't care. They feel happy about stinking us up with your stinking fucking ass. And talk about their president of the United States. No, that's not true. They come here and create this situation, and it's like, it is an impasse. We don't know what to do. We're confused. We're not, you know, we don't know nothing. So we have to just go along with it. They're going to give you Social Security. They're going to do this and that. And they have all kind of plans to take us down. That's them. Fucking ass. And you cannot tell them about going away, because you see what they're doing January 6th. You see what I mean? Trump. All of these fucking ass people behave like, oh, they are heterosexual. History tells us something completely different. So if you are out there, you're an African person, you just know that something is coming. You see the EF5 tornadoes out there about 3 weeks ago? All right, look for a lot more. So they're telling you that these sodomites are telling you now what their position is. They have the science. It's like nobody else have science. Because this is what they have done. He's fooling the world that they are the ones. But the history is telling you that they never spoke up to 3.5 million years ago. They never spoke a language. How did they come to speak language? It's the interbreeding. Hello. White hominid Homo erectus interbreeding that fuck up the Homo sapiens species. Neanderthals, Homo sapiens sapiens, the wise human being. And they ain't ready to go nowhere, because look, everywhere we are, that's the place they want, and that's where they are. And when they come in, like, all to America and the kind of stuff that they wrote and says, you can read it, because you're idiots. They never look behind them, what's coming behind them. They only look forward, right? That's right. And, you know, drop the other guy's pants and fuck his ass, and that's, they go on like, you know, man and woman, you know, when it's a man and a man, I mean, playing monkey. That, well, not even monkey doesn't do that. Monkey don't fuck each other's ass, but they're doing it. They're doing it and using our system of law to decorate themselves. Really? They take us down to the dungeon and don't care? And this is the way they talk. When you read in the World History Textbook, World History Textbook is not a book with information anybody is supposed to tamper with. But these fucking ass, they don't care. So they write whatever they want and telling you that they are the one who own the world, run the world. So they say, then we have never had, it says here, although modern science has given us more, you hear that, us business? Modern science and a dem of the sodomite will never talk. Bronze Age come. It's not they bring about the Bronze Age. They destroyed the Bronze Age. This same white fucking ass, nonsensical, uncivilized hominid. That's what they have been doing and still doing it. You see, they dress up in clothes. They never had clothes. 3.5 million years. They never wear clothes. If you don't know that, know it now, because it's a fact. No African country cannot survive now because, I mean, they turn Africa into idiots. You know, see? From 2,600 years ago, Africa don't say nothing to these white people, like they've been treating their people bad or not like that. They are on another frequency somewhere, Africa. Who is given in history the law of kingship government to rule the world? These guys take it and say them ruling the world instead. Okay? And they're giving Africa money. They're giving Africa money. If anybody is an adversary, it should be them, an adversary to Africa. No. And yet still, black people sit into this scorn. You know what I mean? And behaving like, you know, everything is all right. A few people, few African people just can't do any better. But they know they are suffering under a lot of shame that they can't do anything about. It's not because there's nothing to be done to it. It's simply because we simply suffer for a lack of knowledge, you know, see. So, go on and tell you more of the way they talk. And again, go on to the progression of, how we develop and get to where we are. All right? So they're saying, although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory of mankind than we have ever had before. You hear, sodomite? You feel, you sense the tone? You see the claim that they are holding? This is the moment for us to understand what's going on. Much of our understanding is really out of fuck ass. Really? It's not anything else. Much of our understanding of early humans still depends on guesswork. See? So no knowledge is coming from prehistory. You see what I mean? Listen the way they talk. Given the rate of new discoveries by who? Sodomites. Since when? They are no longer hominid and homo erectus. You know, the vacuum is there where they draw a cloud over and nobody don't see what has happened. Because nobody will talk about the interbreeding and the effect of it. Interbreed, not with their own, but with the species that to which they are not belonging. They are not belonging to Homo sapiens, which the book will tell you is a different species from hominid, which hominid and Homo erectus come from. Second development, Homo erectus, coming under their hominid species. And that Homo sapien represent the wise Homo sapien, the hybrid, a mixed blood of Homo sapien and the gods themselves, got them a primitive worker. You read that? African people are primitive workers. And we have developed into several groups, which are called ethnic. The ethnic people. That's a fact. You can't ignore that. So, see, they're talking all these faggot talk. Oh, they big and bad and ruling everything. Yeah. Given the rate of new discoveries, current theory of every human, yes, the current theory, why theory, of early human life might challenge, right? Might well be changed. Yes, because they are going to change it with AD Anadamani fucking nonsense. Because until something happens, they are going to go to the never, 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 never ending uncivilized world. They're not stopping because that's all they know. They were not created by no gods with blood and give them the blood. You see what I mean? And they will forever die and uncivilized. But they decide to change their faith. And you will find out when they began to speak and why. You can say to you, follow them and go to church, right? Because you see, not until your brain is open up to understand what has really happened in the world, when they're writing in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden and how they sin. Not go like that. The sin is where they fuck our ancestors, Homo sapiens. They fuck Homo sapiens and destroy the blood that is inside of us. You know what I mean? Because they remain uncivilized. They can only attack and can do evil stuff. But what happened to the Homo sapien hybrid people of Africa? Africa is shut down. They're not running a government for African people anymore. They're Christians now. So see, these faggots are telling you, and they are in power. You are seeing them. They are in the cookie jar. Oh, they defile the world and write a Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent. It's time to confound them and let them go into torment. Okay? Current theory of the early human life. Theory, you know, T-H-E-O-R-Y, current theory of human life? Why? So the theory, that means not them, but Homo sapiens sapien, the species that brought forth the hybrid civilized human beings. You see, they must say it's a theory about them. These fucking stinking ass white people, man. You know what I mean? He says, the current theory of early human life. Oh, early human life? That means themselves. So they are saying the history about them is a theory. And the way to, what they are talking about now is that because they can look at life differently now on with their science, you know, that they are saying that their understanding of such now, much of the understanding of early humans, talking about themselves, the hominids, still depends on guesswork. You see? So they are trying to say now, the way we see and study Johnson, the guy who founded their skull and test and find out their rise of from hominid to offspring of the Homo erectus. He's saying now is guesswork. And given the rate of new discoveries, the current theory of early human life might well be changed in a few years. So what they are trying to say, the way they are looked at today, they may be able to find discoveries that change what we know, what is known of them. But the point is, it shows you how stupid they are. And when you read the Bible, you can see how stupid these people are, right? What can they change about their existence? Because already he's pointing and say, early human beginning. And it's them. It's not Homo sapien, because the book is from hominids to Homo sapien. And we know they are on the planet going way back 3.5 million years ago. Homo sapiens just come 250,000 years ago, man. Come on. So what do you think they can find to change their position? Right? That they minimize about them as a theory. They not say it's history. No, whatever they have found and conclusive, because nobody else, we don't know about any other people ever live on the earth before them, right? Whatever is found and classified and test and with all of what they have to test, they will remain the same status. You can't change. All right. Let me move on now. I think you... I better understand where they were going with what I thought they were going with. I get a fresh the context of themselves, right? So I'm not willing to charge them for anything that they are not guilty of. But they are speaking about themselves. They are trying hard now, and I can tell by reading things that they are writing, they're trying hard to change their status. But they can't change it from them being 3.5 million years ago. They're going to still be the same. Nobody else not there to take their place. You know? So they can have a lot of arguments about their different groups, subgroups and all that. They can talk as much as they want, but nothing is going to change the basic fact of their existence. You see what I mean? Let me go on now from humanid to Homo sapien. And it goes like this. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago, Pleistocene. Australopithecine. Yes. Or southern apes. That's them. Hominid. Southern apes. By their discoverer, Donald Johnson. Want to reverse Donald Johnson? Can't reverse Donald Johnson. They flourished. Yeah. They flourished in eastern and southern Africa. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, until there, they were the first hominids. Hip-like hominids, right? Humans and other creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. You hear that? So, were they talking? Of course not. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another hominid. They have called it Kenyanthropus pletiop, the flat face man of Kenya. That's them. And think that it is about 3.5 million years ago. A second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. Right? That's about the two features that we find with them, is that they make stone tools, but as far as the way they look, they have flat face, right? And it tells you that they are southern apes, right? Yes, they're southern apes. And now they are the flat-faced man of Kenya, right? And think that it is about 3.5 million years ago since they originate. Second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. They walk upright. Yes? Nobody denied that. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. That's right. We're familiar with that. So now, when they were 2 million years ago, that's when they come about. Okay? And 1.5 million years ago, they go up. He says, Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into Europe and Asia. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Around 250,000 years ago, third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new, not the same as hominid species, but a new hominid species 3 to 4 million years ago. Now we are 250,000 years ago to where we are here. A third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapien. It did not say Homo sapien right here. No. It says this new species is Homo sapien. It's going to represent all Homo sapiens from here on and different species from hominin, Homo erectus. Different. Two distinct subgroups. Listen to this. What it says about Homo sapien is wise. What is that? It says, yes, Homo sapien. Whereas it says, the Homo erectus was upright walking and make larger stone tools. This is what they say, addressing Homo sapien, wise human being. It didn't say that of them. Nothing said that they were wise. Said they're upright and their monkey-looking face, flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what he said of them. They're hominid species. Okay, and look what they're gonna do. You will understand exactly where we are in the world today with churches. You watch and see. You think the wise Homo sapien build up the church? It's nobody else but them and us. Two different human species. You hear people talk and they themselves will talk about there are some 21 human species. No, you mean some subgroups that come from these two root species. Come on, tell the truth. I'm telling you the truth. If you don't want to cling to the truth and you want to go to church, church is hominid, sodomite stuff establishment that come on and wrongly emulate the African people. After they pull off their talking serpent on who they call Adam and Eve. It's them. Adam and Eve are the African people it represents. You know, see, it's all lined up. You can see it. Yeah, it's them, these white people. Can't you see them right now? You can't breathe. You know, you can't breathe good with them here. You see, because they build up everything now that they can talk and go on with things. They build up everything now to that draw everybody into it. You have to do something in order to, you know, I mean, to get life inside of you now, to go against these folks. You see what I mean? Because all them want is to fuck us. That's their native, that's their cultural, you know, I mean, forte. That's their Yamnaya cultural forte. You see, Indo-Proto-Indo-European. Yeah, and them ruling the world now. Oh, I'm reading it to you. You see, and it's funny Oh, nobody will call me, and you know, even help me out. I'm struggling, and you know, but I'm struggling, but I'm trying to make sense. And if I am not making any sense, somebody could help me out wherever I don't go well. You know what I mean? Come and ask me. I am not missing. I catch myself. You know, I need some help to balance my, to hold my have a more perfect memory of what I'm saying, so I don't say a word and then the next time I repeat it, I say something different. That is an old age thing with me, but I'm doing everything to stay on course. And if I recognize I make an error, I try to correct it. I still understand the core of what I'm saying. And then I'm reading it, and I may not read it like fluent, like, I mean, good people, you know, a lot of people read better than me, but I am reading it and repeating it. Somebody who is not prejudiced and have something bad to say should be able to understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And know that these white people think that, oh, that their church is blooming and everything like that. No, that's not true. Because even I, who stutter and stumble, can knock the ball out of the court. You know, see? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. It goes on to say, two distinct subgroups, Neanderthal, Homo sapiens sapiens. You see now it's Homo sapiens double. And the double of sapiens sapiens means it's the hybrid blood and Homo sapiens, the hybrid blood. That's why it is Homo sapiens sapiens. Both developed from Homo sapiens. Now, right here is where you must know what the Homo erectus did, was go and interbreed. And you read it all about in a history that they interbreed, they come from Neanderthals. And nobody, I've never heard anybody made anything of it. When I begin to read and begin to find out, of course, which is just lately, I'm beginning to find out and make the connections. Homo sapiens is a different species, and they go and interbreed up with the Neanderthals. That is a subgroup from Homo sapiens. And then when the gods needed primitive worker, they chose Homo sapiens blood to do it. Male and female of Homo sapiens. They chose their blood with their Anunnaki blood to create us. You see what I mean? We who speak civilized and act civilized. And when we come aboard, we never attack them. We never attack them. But they go around the corner and do their little, you know, scam. And then they start to talk. And when their eye open, they decide to take control, because we were just developing 100,000 years ago. We were just developing. Till, after all the setback, you know, they put us in a ship and all that kind of thing. There's no way you could have one little white man control a dozen black men. Black men with big, you know, biceps and stuff like that. And one little white man can control them. So you can see that our cerebellum and cerebrum really get hurt. Get hurt. You see what I mean? So we needed someone to analyze the problem. Like these codes in the Bible, where they're talking about Adam and Eve in the garden, and God said, don't eat the fruit, this fruit, and blah, 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 blah. And I tell you about the stalking serpent that came in and made God look like nonsense. Because God is now regarded as a God when I have no sense. And a lot of people reading the Bible not finding out that God contradicted himself in the Bible. A demo write that. You see, and write God as contradicting himself and make the serpent, you know, make him look like him a fool. The guy said they would have dead if them eat the fruit. Now, the serpent tell is a lie. God know the day you eat this fruit, you will be wise as gods. Not God. Not just God, but gods. Now, why is it African people don't see something wrong with that? And now that we are finding out in history that these sodomites who never talked for, you know, I mean, at least 3.5 million years, now they start to talk, they take over the world and everything like that. My friends, listen. It says this. Listen. Neanderthals were first found in Neander Valley in Germany. Their remains have been dated between 100,000 years and 30,000 years BC and have been found in Europe and Southeast and Southwest Asia. Neanderthals relied on a variety of stone tools. They never speak. They only make stone tools. But the Homo sapiens sapiens, the hybrid, make bronze. Yeah. Now, he says, and seem to be the first early people to bury their dead. Some scientists maintain that burial of the dead indicates a belief in an afterlife. Neanderthals in Europe made clothes from the skins of animals, not cotton clothes. You see what I mean? So they interbreed with Neanderthals who could only make nicer stone tools, but they couldn't make bronze. You see? So Neanderthals, as wise as they were the third development of human development, okay? But they did not go very far. The thing is, they were beautiful. They were nice-looking humans, you see? And when they interbreed with the Neanderthals, and seem like they interbreed over and over and over until, you know, they lost their ape-like looks. Their flat face. They call them flat-faced man of Kenya. Yeah, they lose all of that, but they still couldn't talk. So they began to talk 100,000 years ago when they do the interbreeding with the Homo sapiens sapiens. They didn't get the talking, that cerebellum to talk until they get the blood from the African hybrid God's blood. Okay? This is the story that has been hidden from the wise and the prudent, now revealed to the babe and sucklings. These folks will go down to hell. Yes, these white people, they will go down to a hell. I don't know where that hell is, maybe in the nether world, but they will perish. And they are on their way right now. You see, when they will not mean anything in the universe. Now, I was telling you about where we were coming from and where we are today. Where are we today? Do you know where we are today? And the kind of problems that are laden heavy upon the human, upon humanity. It's a lot, but we are not going to get out of it until we read and know. You see, because right now, going to church and black people feel like it's just the right place to go, and wearing cross around your neck, that's a lot of deformity. I mean, your cerebrum and cerebellum is definitely wounded. It's sick. You can only think so much, because there are some critical things that we are to be thinking we are not. Especially that we have been into this kind of a situation where, you know, people take out what the good thing out of our minds and, you know, we turn idiots. I'm so glad that I have found the light that I can follow from here on out. I am not supposed to be afraid of nobody at all, and I am not. I definitely not. It doesn't matter how much going on, all kind of stuff that they have. I am not terrified of none of that, because you know what? They couldn't handle the tornadoes. About three weeks ago now, up in Kentucky. You know, and that governor up there said, oh, they will rebuild. You know, I'm telling you, don't rebuild. Get out and go back to where you come from, because the light has come. People who sat in darkness saw a great light. And what I am talking about is the great light to know. And those who don't want the light will follow in darkness, these sodomites. They think it was nice to come everywhere we are since 100,000 years ago. When they're up there still interbreeding and catch some of our people them and interbreed up with them. You see, until they get enough. And see, they are so many now, and they have all the education that they get from us. Everything they have learned from us. And now they are so proud of fucking us and can talk and learn and know. What? Yeah, that's right. But let me tell you something. They don't know. They don't really know, and because they will perish by their own deeds, though, you are responsible for what you do. And just the way they come after wanting to interbreed to become better humans, it was not the way to go about it and decide that you're going to kill these people from whom? After 3 million years, you still couldn't talk. Now they, by your violation, by your own violation, you get to talk. Because nobody was begging Uno for talk. You see what I mean? But now this is what happened. This is what happened, and it turns on us. All we need to do is to recognize what happened, because we are still the same people. Or have a bad tragedy in our experience. We just need to fix it. And that the tornado that you see and been happening, I'm telling you, the more we see and, you know, call on our gods, they're going to realize that, you know what, they come to see. They're going to have pity on us. They're going to have pity on us. That's the way I see. I don't see anything else there. What I have read, you know, there is forgiveness with our gods, and they want us to fix ourselves, fix our minds, right? But I don't have anything to fear at all. These faggots are not going to come here and tell us this is their country everywhere we go, and they couldn't do it all for 3 million years. From 3 million years, they were over Africa. They couldn't do nothing. They go over Europe and Asia 1.5 million years ago, and they still couldn't do anything. But 100,000 years ago, that's what folks must research and see for yourself, that they are, you know, cutting a lot of psychological tracks and distraction. So we don't know what they did. They don't want us to know what they did, why they are talking and look so good. The fact is, they aimed at our species, Homo sapien. And that's where perfection of humanity. Homo sapien was blessed when they bring forth two subgroups. One of the subgroup acquire the summit of human civilization. And that's what it is. Now, it's civilization is still the same civilization. These folks didn't make it. They cannot break it. They can break some of us and well, they have, you know, I mean, lead us out of our way. Yeah. But now, look at me. I have found the way. I have found the way. And that's all we need to do. And if that's, you know, you want to be walking the glow and the glory of the way we were created, this is the time to shine that light. All right. Now, I need to go to my next segment, okay? And you know what? I know that, you know, I would like to do much better in putting forth what I have inside of me for other people to know as much as they can. And I just give apologies for, you know, my absence of time and not able to, because I am just alone, and sometimes some things, you know, happen, and I don't do well with the attention that I'm supposed to give. So I want to, like, just apologize for that and let you know I am doing my best, tell you what I know and what may be able to help you if that you're looking for the knowledge that is available to us. So I want to go to my next, the next portion of the show. And I am going to, like, play you this little tune. I want to tell you to smile, okay? And it's a little tune by Skeeter Davis. Smile. I'll be right back. It's not a long tune. And I'll be right back because I have the feature to put forth.
The time you must keep on trying. face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near.
Okay, now we are right on the spot where I'm going to tell you the headline, the title of this portion. We have like about another 20 minutes to go, and I think I can do it. The valid white people identity is hominid. Southern apes, flat-faced man of Kenya, okay? Now, it is revenge time, you know? It is revenge, a revenge that is due. There's no way of feeling sorry to, like, expose these people. How many times they mute my mic? And we are a people for them to view that we are decent people. We come here and see them. And they come and come fuck us and destroy our prospect and everything like that. And still, we don't turn on them. We could have turned on them long time and destroyed them. We didn't do that. Until now, we give them access to do whatever they want to do with us. And they don't respect us. Now, well, the time has come when the knowledge is given, is let's say, revealed to us now, because we do need this revelation to understand what has happened to us. This is what is going on right now. Many people want to know the origins of the strange modern white criminals. I did. Earlier, I wanted to know, and there was nobody around to tell me. The Inquisition and Crusaders, that's where their operation is coming from. But this is long after they learn to talk by interbreeding. Who managed shield their morphed mix of evil and some good. Yeah, we kind of mix it with some look at something that is good too, you know. But hey, I mean, the evil that they do cannot be covered with anything good. That's the thing about it, right? These people, the fact that they are evolved to begin with, they never have civility, so they didn't have much of a value, except that they are the beginning of nature, and in a form now where we are seeing from the top of things and look down on apes and other lower animals. But the point is this: the fact that they learn to talk and have a higher reasoning now that they have and do the kind of stuff that they do, of evil and some good. Yeah. The little good that they do is because, you know, it will help them. It's not for us, because they couldn't kill off so many of us, you know, and show that they are vicious lion dogs, bad dogs, and stuff like that. But right here, there is help below to realize what it really is below. The valid white people identity is that they are the hominid, southern apes, flat face man of Kenya. That was long before they know about finding Inquisition to go kill black people. By their founder, Donald Johnson. That's who they are. That's where they're coming from. However, today there is something known as the first civilized solar calendar. They don't have nothing to do with it. They don't want to have nothing to do with it. Since them can't talk, them are going to make them moan. Yes. The civilized solar calendar of the BC era, meaning before Christ. What before Christ means to you? When you think of the words before Christ, BC, what does it say to you? Do you just believe it? Or you look and see what it means in reality. And then the AD, which stands for Latin, they say, Anno Domini, Anno Domini. In the year of our Lord. Okay. Yes. Anno Domini. In the year of our Lord. What's that? What is that? It's monkey business. They think that they can make law and rule the world. That's what they think. But it's impossible. Because if they were doing if they were running government in a way the kings wrote law and order and that the gods themselves command to have an orderly society and kings rule, and a king must be righteous, must be somebody who is an honest, straight, clean person. A civilized person can't be sodomites like them here today talking about, you know, the AD and the Domini in the year of our Lord, and it doesn't stand upon anything that is civilized at all. And church and stuff like that. Yeah, because all they want is church, you know, to go on the way they have expressed their concept of what the world is supposed to be and the way you are supposed to live. Adoring fucking asshole. Yes, so they want to talk about Latin, AD, Anno Domini. These folks don't have the cerebellum. They don't have the thing to make you think properly. You see? No, because why they kill off the African people the way they do? You see, it only means now that the day would come when they would be busted. Okay? And they wouldn't have anything to defend themselves. For the time being, they don't care. Okay? They're having it going their way. All right? To realize how civilized
spiritual man world operates, to realize how civilized spiritual man world operates, you must understand the basic perception red line drawn between the civilized time of the 450,000 years theism, Elohim gods referred. Now, to BC era, before Christ, that is the period when civilization began on earth. If you really want to understand, this is what you really have to understand. The European hominid, Homo erectus, Yamnaya culture, brought corruption on earth. Talking serpent. With the baseless criminal A.D. and Adam and Eve. Christ and church is mad. Is madness. Yes. Christ and church is madness. Read prehistory before believing in the Christian Bible. Really, read your history first. And too bad for us who grew up in church and were not in any kind of way influenced to read history. Here is a world history textbook in the edition below for you to find whole human being complete origin for both civilized and the uncivilized. It's edition 2002 publication, right? Edition 2002 publication. Edition 2002 publication, second. Edition Bibliographic information. QR code for Glencoe. World history. Title, Glencoe World History. Teachers, Teachers Wrap Around Edition. Author, Jackson J. Spivigel. Contributors, National Geographic Society. U.S. Glencoe/ McGraw-Hill Edition 2. Publisher Glencoe/ McGraw-Hill School Publishing Company 2004 ISBN, and it's a long number. If you are ever writing this down, the ISBN is Now, after I say 7-0, it's 3-5, comma, 9-7-800. So that is 9-7-800. 7-8-6-0-7-0-3-5. Let me repeat this. ISBN number for you. 0-0-7-8-6-0-7-0-3-5, 9-7-8-0-0-7-8-6-0-7-0-3-5. Okay. So I can read the edition again for a National Geographic edition if you want to purchase one. And I don't have it written down here, but I can read it to you, a website, if you want to get one of these National Geographic textbooks. The address is WH, and these are all lowercase, right? Let me start it again. WH, as in Ari, dot. G, as in George, L, Leonard, Echo, N, Norman, C, Cat, O, E, as in Echo, dot, C-O-M, right? That is the address for Glencoe World History, Spielvogel, S-P-I-E-L-V-O-G-E-L, National Geographic. Okay, so I think edition 2002 publication. Second, so that is dash second, 2ND, and next is edition bibliographic information, Q, uppercase, QR, right, that's uppercase. QR in uppercase, code, lowercase, C-O-D-E, for Glencoe World History. Title, colon, Glencoe World History, teachers wraparound edition. Author, Jackson J. Spielvogel, S-P-I-E-V-O-L. No, I didn't spell that right. S-P-I-E-L-V-O-G-E-L. Contributors, National Geographic Society, bracket. U.S. Glencoe / McGraw-Hill, right? McGraw-Hill, second edition second. Publisher Glencoe / McGraw-Hill School Publishing Company, 2004, on the ISBN number that I gave it. All right. That's about it, my friend. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today and hope that you have learned something and take it for yourself, right? You owe nobody anything. Knowledge is what you own when you possess it. Here we go. Nat King Cole, That Sunday.
If I had to choose just one day.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday. The day that I met you, newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Okay. Hey.
For a ride. Man, hold up. I didn't even know the music was still playing. I've been through these headphones off. Yeah. Let me catch it back, because I'm about to, it's about to be some fucking slow singing and flower bringing on this motherfucker today. I gave it a couple days just to figure it out and see if it was what I thought it was. Press one, and it's looking like I thought it was. Press one, all these people making money off of black fighters and black dollars and black fans. Press one, but Terrence Crawford has not one ally. When he says that he was, he experienced racial bias. Press one, but isn't that why affirmative action exists? Press one. Isn't that why the Rooney rule exists, press one. Isn't that the reason why Mike Tomlin's the fucking only NFL coach in the NFL and it's full of black players, dummy? Right? That's why there's only a handful of black quarterbacks, right? That's why there's only a few black quarterbacks that won the Super Bowl, right? Because black people just couldn't be quarterbacks. Black people can't coach. Yeah, they're not smart enough to coach. No, they're not smart enough to do the cerebral position. It's like quarterback and coaching. You stupid motherfucker. So you know all of this. But we going to act like it ain't no racial bias at Top Rank. Or anywhere else, you dummies. I don't give a fuck where they at. You know this already. All the coaches, again, how the league full of experienced, smart, intelligent players who are black, but none of the coaches is black in the NFL. Only one out of 32 teams, press one. You do the math, dummy. It don't take a fucking rocket scientist or a mathematician or...
There was a very consequential vote this week that Republicans, along with two Democrats, watched the John Lewis voting act that bill for an updated 1965 Voting Rights Act that was gutted by the Supreme Court. He would have been in the election access across the country. Counters and 33 new laws, these Republicans, laws that are designed a lot of voting rights to take to discuss new votes. After this John Lewis voting rights act was defeated, Senator shook hands with Republican senators before the vote. Senate Republican leader McConnell told reporters on the motion.
All right, welcome back to the channel. And in this video, we're going to talk about upcoming fight with Gary Ruffell Jr. versus Mark Magsayo. Airs tonight and give a prediction for that fight. Make sure that you listen all the way to the end. Let's do that in this video. All right, welcome back to the channel. All right, man, we got a really exciting game coming up tonight. Gary Ruffell Jr., the WBC 126 champion, and Mark Magsayo, the man